Welcome back to Fountain of Life, Daily Inspirations. My friend, I'm very happy to share the wonderful Word of God with you. And we've been talking about knowing God this week. Yesterday, it was about learning of God. And today I want to speak about learning of God through Jesus Christ, His Son. And it's a real joy to be able to share with you about my Savior. Reading in Hebrews chapter 3, the last part of verse 1, and then 3 and 6. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath built the house hath more honor than the house. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. So if we are going to know God, we have to consider Jesus. Jesus was sent from God as the Son of God, taking on sinful, taking on the flesh of man, and living in this sin-cursed world. Because he so loved us, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus said, For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. So Jesus came in the image of the Father, sent by God to be the Savior of the world. He said to his disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. He's the beginner and the perfecter of our faith. So maybe you have begun. Maybe you are in Jesus Christ and you have found eternal life. Praise the Lord. But don't stop there. Scriptures speak of him finishing or perfecting our faith. So we can go on. We can go deeper. We can gain knowledge of God by pursuing after Jesus Christ and becoming more like him and obeying his word and loving him more. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. You don't have to come to God bringing your feeble little deeds and try to merit salvation. It doesn't work. It's not going to work. If we try to be righteous in our own strength, our righteousness are as filthy rags to him. But Jesus exhorts us, and the Bible exhorts us many places in the New Testament, to maintain good works and to uphold good works. So we cannot say all good works are as filthy rags. It's when we try to gain our merit with God, with our own fleshly deeds, even though we try to make them good. If we try to be good without Jesus, it's not going to work. Revelation 3:20. If you have not accepted Jesus, received him, believed in him as your Savior, do so now. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will come, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come unto him and will sup with him, and he with me. So my friend, my exhortation to you this week is to know God and to increase in knowledge of him. And certainly, Jesus Christ is a very large and necessary part of knowing God. Without Jesus, we cannot come to the Father. It's impossible. His name is the only name given under heaven whereby men might be saved. And I hope and trust you are saved. Again, if you aren't, come to Jesus now. If you are, press on. Press on to the finish mark and be increased in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May God bless you. Thank you for calling in. We would be happy to hear from you. If you press 099, you will have the general voicemail box, and you can leave us a message. We'd be glad to hear from you. Thank you. May the Lord bless you.